Okay, this week is also Parshas Pora. Now, everyone makes the big to-do about the fact that Parshas Pora, you mean as in the mitzvah of Pora Aduma, no one understands. Right? But, Meforshin and Chazal, the Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. Vikhu Elecha Pora Aduma, L'chani Megale Tame Pora. To Moshe Rabbeinu, Pora Aduma is no mystery. Right? So the question is, why should Pora Aduma be mysterious? And why is that like one of the prime examples, right, of, as it were, when we have something that in Torah, the aspect of Torah, we can't get our head around, right? Okay. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Vaya Emuna Sitecha. Chosin Yeshuos, Chochma Vedas, Yir Hashem Yil Tzarot, the Bazak, Semunas Seder Zroim. Right? Itecha Seder Moed. Right? Chosin Seder Nashim, Yeshuos Seder Nezikin. Chochma is Seder Kodshim. And Das is Seder Taharos. Right? So that the Seder Taharos, it talks about the whole halachas of Tum and Tahara, generally speaking, right, it's called Das. What's the connection? Tahara and Das. Right? What do two terms mean? So I don't know if I ever spoke this out over in this forum before, but in my first encounter with my Rebbe, Moshe Shapira, right, all those years ago, 1990, in Flatbush, right, the Thor residence. So, he asked me, Atureh mazit tumah, Atureh mazit tahara.
One is closed and one is open?
Right. I must have said spoken that once.
From you. Seeing it, but I remember it.
No, you remember it. Very good. Yeah. Like I said, what's tumah and what's tahara? Right? He said that tumah means, the root of the word is tam, tet mem. So what does that shoresh mean? Like tamun, it's covered, right? As in hatmana, right? Tumtum, there's a membrane over it, or right mitumtam, right? Nothing gets in, right? Is dense, it means his mind is sealed off, right? Right. So tamei, right, is sealed off, right? And that's why the tamei needs shiluach machanos, right? Badad yeshev, he can't come. So depending on the type of tumah, whether he can't come to Harabais, he remains disconnected. And he says, as opposed to tahara. Right, so so he said that in the pasukon tzohar taselateva, make a window. So one of the targum says tihara. Right, it's a window. It makes connection. Right, so tahor is to be connected, to be open. To be open. Tame is to be closed. Right? So you can understand, very well, right? Therefore, in light of what my Rebbe pointed out, why Seder Taurus is called Das. Right? Right? Because Das, as in to know in the biblical sense, right, that's what Tara is to be open, and that Das is connected, like Ka'odam Yoda Schava Ishto. As they say, to know in the biblical sense, it means to be connected. Right? Right. But that's the good type of Das. Right? But there's also, another function of Das, right, to be disconnected, or to make differentiations, like the Yerushalmi says. Right? The Yerushalmi says, why is Atachonantanu in Das, in the Bracha of Chonantanu, Im Ein Das, Havdalah Minayin. Right, correct. Right? You need Das also to make differentiations. Right? So, is Das a connector? Is Das a separator? Right? Well, the answer is it depends. Right? When things are meant to be together, it ought to be.
On the Sefer Vina, the Hafkin,
Right.
Yom
right. That writes it to be Mavdil. Right? So the answer is like this, that Das is meant to, it depends. If things are meant to be together, so the good Das would connect them. If things are meant to not be together, right? So the good Das also says, these things doesn't shtim. It's not a shidduch. It's not, has to stay apart. But then you can have mutant Das that does exactly the opposite. Connects the unconnectable, right? And also sometimes, it's mafrid ben advekim. And you know what those two forms of Das are? Das Torah versus the Das of the Eitz Hadas Tovara. Right? Human intelligence, which we have as a result of the Eitz Hadas, right? Which, apropos to Purim, Hamina Torminai and Hamina Eitz. That's why we read Parshas Parah, explained earlier this evening. We read Parshas Parah after Purim, because Purim we had a certain Hisgabrus over Hamina Eitz, which brought death to the world. So that's why Chazal or Metaken, the reminder to be Nitar from Tumas Meis, before Pesach. They put a Dafka right after Purim, because it goes together. Because we had a victory over Amalek that has their Shorosh in the Eitz Hadas, which brought death to the world. So it's apropos, right? Right? Apropos, right? To put it there, like I explained in a different form earlier this evening. Unbelievable. Tzvi, monk, ultimate husband, right? God doesn't leave his wife alone, but he also cleans up after himself. Unbelievable. Anyways, thank you. Take care, Tzvi. And thank you very much for chilling. So the Eitz Hadas Tov Varad, the Nefesh HaChaim says in the Haggah, right, that Miloshin Das connection, it connected Tov and Ra. Tov and Ra should stay separate. The Eitz Das Tovaraz, make a chibur, right? It was mechaber, and that's why it brought Ra inside of us, and brought Ra inside of the Olamas, where it used to be constrained to the tree and to the Nachash. It infiltrated, right? It connected the unconnectable. It's Das that puts together incongruence, and of course, and if it works, and once it's not mavdil between things that you should be mavdil. Right, so Mimela, it also will connect, if it brings together things that should remain apart, it will also separate, between things that are meant to stay together. Right? All forms of Tumah are the disconnection from the things that we should be connected to. Because when there's Tumah, right, the two major nafkaminas lahalacha, right, that are chal immediately, is that the person is cut off from going to the Beis HaMikdash, right, on one hand, right, and also in forms of tumba, you can't have zivug, on the other. These are the two ramifications of Hilchos Tumah Tara, that, it obstructs chibur. It's the hepech of das, but it's hepech of the real das, right? So, if you take a look, death, which is the biggest tumah, it's because death is mafrid between two things that are meant to be together, the neshama and the guf, which Kayadur Zohar says in Parshas Chayesor is a mashal. Kolin Yoni Zohar are a mashal for the neshama, and Kolin Yoni Aguf are a mashal for the nekeva, right? That's why it's all Zohar in Parshas Chayesor on the Ptira of Sora, right? That's and Vadvarim Arukim. Right, Dvarim Arukim, that Tumas Meis is the biggest separation between Guf and Neshama that were made for each other. The Neshama was made for a Guf. That's why Rebbe Roshim carved it out of Kisei HaKavod for the mission of being in a body, and that's our ultimate destiny by Tchias HaMeisim, for the two to be together forever. Not according to the Rambam, I agree. According to Rambam. Fi Rabbeinu Ramban. Correct. Right? Emes. So So Am Yisrael, when they were nichshol necheda ego, right? So it was a redoing of Chet Adam Rishon, right? Because when they were omer arsei at Pascha Zuamason, and then that's what Chazal say. Anir Marti Elim Atem Uvneon Kulchem is by Am Yisrael at Mamad Arsei. Ochein Kaadam Tamus Rachel Shem Tipolu is as a result of the Chet Ego, right? Death made a comeback. I mean, the Chet Adam Rishon made a comeback. The Yetzirah repenetrated on the inside, and the Yetzirah is on the inside is what makes the pure between the Shama and Guf. Like the like Chazal say, Ribarshim Galil Fenecha Shiritzonenu Laso Soncha Umi Ma'akev. I mean, our Ratzon, which is the Neshama, is to do Ratzoncha, but Mi Ma'akev, right? The source means it's Ma'akev between the Ratzon and the Maisa. Ratzon, which is in the Neshama, and the Maisa, it's in the Guf, right? And the Yetzirah is Ma'akev between the two, right? Comes in between our good intents that's from the Neshama and the Guf, you know. And that's also what that period, which is Ma'akev from doing Ratzono, is ultimately what brings death, right? And why we have to die. Right, and that's all called Das Tovara. It's all from the Eitz Hadas. So Mimela, something that remedies the problem and takes off Tumas Meis is going to be Lamala from our Das. That's why it's not understandable. Right? It's not understandable, right? Because our whole corrupted Das, which is how the Yetzer could seduce us, because our intellect is not perfect. It's where we're susceptible to his Eitzos, Atzas HaYetzer, because we have Das Tovara. Right, that's not pure intelligence. It's adulterated intelligence, right? So if there's going to be a mitzvah that's going to undo the effect of that, of course it's going to be lamala from our das. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even on earth when the chet happened, and he only died b'gzeras makom because even on the day of his death, lo nos lecho, he looked like a young man. He did not die of old age. He died mamish b'gzera.
From the Shabbos, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu is one of those that died b'itir shel nachash.
Yeah, I thought it was Amram Avi Moshe, right?
What?
I thought it was Amram Avi Moshe.
Moshe himself. One shita.
One shita, ah.
One yeah. Shita. Not everybody shita, one shita.
Uh-huh. So that's... All right. Right. Let me see, though. He could have lived forever, and he wasn't even on earth when the chet happened. So he understood paraduma.
So I always ask everybody, so if that's according to the shita, but we know that he did something wrong because he was punished.
Right.
So we know he did hitting the rock instead of talking to it. So it's not a chet. I tell everybody, no, that's not a chet. Nobody held that it was a chet. But he used the chet. He had a command. He thought that it wasn't a chet. He fulfilled it, but he didn't fulfill it correctly.
Well, he made a cheshbon. Because he made the first rock he hit.
Many times he made cheshbonos.
Right.
He did a lot of things, and I used to tell him he did the right thing. And when he sent the Meraglim,
uh-huh.
I always argue he got punished for the Meraglim. But when the Torah says they got punished for the name Riva,
right?
So that's just a cover up. That was just a cover up that nobody should say he's being punished because he wasn't over on the Meraglim. The Ebbets
right.
gave him permission.
Right.
Ebbets gave him permission, mm-hmm. But because that he was
the catalyst.
What did you say?
Catalyst.
He was a catalyst for it. So he had to get punished for it.
Right.
But my argument is that punishment doesn't fit the crime of Mamre either.
Uh-huh.
The only punishment of not going to Eretz Yisrael all had to do with Mamre. It was Mida, Keneged Mida.
Yeah. It was also foretold. It was prophecies.
Mida, Keneged Mida.
Uh-huh. No, I agree with you totally. I totally agree.
Is he still on the phone? I'm bothering him.
No, he's just still on the phone.
Are you still on the phone?
Yoni?
Okay.
So with us, okay, so anyway, so getting back to, we'll just finish our vort. So that's why we can't understand Parah Aduma, because we have Das Tovara. We have Das Tovara, and this remedies the problem that Das are. So of course it's above us, and that's why it's above our Das. But it's the real Das. Emes Das Torah. Tara is Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is on that level, so he understands Tame Parah. Right. And of course, it has to do with, you know, today, you know, our president, you know, he's a bardas, you know, legabe, you know, certain things. And trying to, those who don't belong in, to keep them out, right? Right? And be mavdil, make a wall, be, you know, the right, you have the das of being mavdil, right? Be mavdil between the citizens and the non-citizens, right? The innocent and the terrorists. And yes, you know, Islamic terror, right? He wants to make the Havdalah, right? The Havdalah of, you know, that, you know, what's American is American, so also the pipeline, they should only use American steel, right? It'd be not foreign steel, putting that which belongs together, b'chibur, being mechaber, and being mavdil, and leaving those that, should be on the other side of the wall, right? On the other side of the wall. But malasot, he was zocha as to be a vehicle of the hashgacha elyona, a vehicle of the das elyon, even though, I don't know what he personally is thinking, vehicle of das elyon, but what can you do? Right, the courts that make the decisions are liberals, right? And as I heard, just the fact that he mentioned the word Islamic terror in a campaign speech, on that basis alone, the judge in Washington, overturned, added himself to the judge in Hawaii to overturn, because he's saying a racist thing. He's saying the truth. He's calling the baby by name. They say no, not be, can't separate. No Havdalah and no war, right? So now that Yenner, because he feels like a woman, should use a woman's bathroom, right? So they're mechaber incongruence, right? Mechaber incongruence. This one in this bathroom and this one in that bathroom. What?
Sounds like a joke, but it's exactly true.
I'm saying truth. You think, I don't care. I have no sense of humor. I just say things like it is.
This
idea, the fact that the liberals
are distorting reality, totally, they do everything they do.
Right.
It's contrary to the way the world
was created. Right, right. So bathrooms that
should
be separate.
Natural law.
That's right. Correct. Right, bathrooms that should be separate, they put together, it's a zamen, whatever you feel like, that's the bathroom you go to. Whatever. So things that are meant to be separate, they put together. Transgender and trans bathroom and Hashem Yerachem and LBGT and blah blah, all tzirufei oisias Hashem Yerachem, right? They made it on the news that some gay guy is going to be something in New York and he aspired to run because Trump became president. There's a counter Hashem Yerachem, right? So they make chiburim between that which is never meant to be together. Right? And Dafka, terrorists that you should leave out, right? No wall. Bring them all in. Right? Mamash, evil das. Das working to be Dafka put together in congruence and to be mafrid ben advekim, right? As opposed to the Rebbe should give our president the strength, Parshas Pora, right? Das Elyon, the Das of Tahara, the Das of putting together what belongs together and therefore knowing when to separate what belongs separate, right? And, you should be Zocher to build the wall and to institute the travel ban. V'chol al feglach meri yikaresu v'yisal Hashem amlucha. Okay. All right, Yoni. Yoni, thanks for joining us.
Yoni, you missed a very good show. Believe it or not, it was very different from this.
Is there any left? Any shrine?
There is.
Yeah, we'll leave it. Okay, how far out are you?